We're a day early finding out what's doing with the Singleton Council because we're going to catch up with General Manager Jason Linnane this morning. How are you, mate?
G'day, Bear. I'm going good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Can I count on your support as a Canberra Raiders supporter, given the Newcastle Knights can't be there to represent? You can help us out into the finals, mate?
Mate, I always have had a soft spot for the Raiders. I love watching the Raiders the late 80s and through the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Some of their players are actually legends of the game. So, mate, and I've got a really high opinion of Ricky Shure. I think he's a real high quality human being. All the work he does away from football doesn't get enough recognition.
Yes, that's true. A lot of what he does around the football gets most of the oxygen from the media, doesn't it?
Yeah, he probably brings a bit of that on himself, I think, Rick.
Yes.
One thing you know with Rick, you never doubt his passion or his commitment, and you never doubt he's going to tell you what he really thinks. So I think that's an admirable quality.
That is true. Mate, appreciate your support for the finals as we take on Melbourne this weekend. Now, let's get down to business. There's a causeway project that's going ahead.
Yeah, mate, this is a project that's been going on for a while, and this wet weather that we're all experiencing, it's really coming into play with a whole range of our capital works projects. And this causeway project out of Garangula has been affected. Just the sheer amount of rain that's been falling in the water that's in the catchment. But the guys are back on site. This is a project funded by New South Wales government. It's nearly $1 million job. We've had a little bit of conversation with locals saying, well, what's going on there? They see the project stalling, but just want to reassure them it's not from the contractor walking away. It's not from any other reason other than this continued wet weather. So Hunter Rowe and Civil are doing the works. We still expect it to be finished by November 21.
Yep.
No, sorry. November 22, that should be. And we're really keen to get back into the works and hope to get it done late November, early December.
All right. Now, I did see an item pop up on the Singleton Council Facebook page that really boiled my banana. People are going around stealing plants that you guys are planting.
Oh, mate, it's just so hard to fathom that people would do this to their own town.
Yeah.
The really unfortunate thing is it's not isolated. We've had this going on for a couple of years now. I remember a few years ago, me and you were talking about a whole of the turf that we laid at one of our sporting fields.
Oh, yes.
Got rolled up, if you remember.
Yeah.
And we've had other instances where our really hard-working parks and gardens team doing some really good things to make our town as pretty as it possibly be. And these buggers turn up and start knocking the plants off. So the latest example's down on Ryan Avenue. That was really disappointing, but we're just a really big shout out to everybody. If you're out and about in our town, keep your eyes open.
Yep.
We've got new plants down at Ryan Avenue. We've got new plants down at Babies Union Park. If anyone sees any suspicious behaviour, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.
Yes, notify the police immediately. It's theft at the end of the day. And, I mean, more than anything else, it just ends up costing money. I mean, people complain about their rates and all the rest of it, and to have to spend money on the same thing a couple of times or even more is just ridiculous.
Mate, some of the feedback we always get is people want to see their town prettier.
Yep,
absolutely agree, and we're all about that, and we try to do that. And they want us to reduce the rate burden. Both of those are impacted by this very undesirable behaviour.
Yeah. All right. And finally, something really good is happening at Broke tomorrow.
Yeah, really, really glad to see this. The recovery effort at Broke is ongoing. We knew it wasn't going to be a week or two event. It's going to take a long time for us to help not only our residents but also the business community out there. And quite often the business community gets forgotten these types of events. Everyone just goes back to doing what they do and they don't really think about the impact, especially on smaller business. So some face-to-face business recovery assistance points being set up at Broke Hall tomorrow, Thursday at 12 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It is specifically for businesses in our local government area to help them access specialist advice which really suit their circumstances. We're really lucky we've got this event's been organised by Resilience New South Wales. A real big shout out to those guys who are doing a wonderful job supporting us and supporting our community as we move through this recovery effort. And it is in direct response to inquiries that we're all been receiving from businesses related to how they access and eligibility for grant funds and just basic business advisory support. So there'll be representatives from Resilience New South Wales, obviously Council, Service New South Wales, Local Land Service, the Rural Assistance Authority, Rural Financial Counselling Service, Insurance Council of Australia, and also Mental Health Services. So a very wide array of services, all there to talk to our businesses, to hear their story, and work out how we can help them.
All right, plenty of helping hands in Broke tomorrow. Before I let you go, can I get a go Raiders?
Go Raiders!
Thanks for that, Jason. We'll catch up again down the track.
My pleasure, Bear. All the best to you and all the listeners. Let's look forward to a wonderful weekend of rugby league, with the Raiders beating the Storm, of course.